It's Saturday morning. Thank you for joining me for another Saturday morning webcast. It's very easy to look at disasters that take place all around the country these days and say, see, God is punishing them. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, you know, I thought about it, really. I didn't get a chance to. One of my homiletic students came in, and he had received a phone call from a relative of his in the state of Texas, and they were checking on another relative that lived in the area where these hurricanes, these tornadoes, whatever the weather pattern set down and just devastated, decimated, destroyed entire communities. And I think about it, as I said, in the Lucy Coleman studio here in Los Angeles, and look out of my window and see the houses standing. There's no wind blowing. Everything is clear, and just a gorgeous day in Southern California. Great day to go to the beach and all of that. But that's not on my mind. What's on my mind is there was one clip on CNN, a guy that was in the trailer home. Maybe you can look up that clip. He said he was sitting in his trailer home with two of his dogs, and the next thing you know, he was rolling down the hill, and the thing turned over about five times, and he began to cry, and he said he didn't know why he lived. And then there was a later clip that I looked at that he just said that he guessed that it wasn't his time to go. The Lord knew that it wasn't his time to go. I you know what? You have to really feel brokenhearted and sad for these people. Here's a person that one minute he had everything. His life was comfortable the way he thought that it should be. And in the next minute, absolutely nothing. Entire roofs torn off houses. When you speak with the people and hear them talk about what they were doing when these things hit. And I think about it because I live in Los Angeles. We live in the earthquake capital of the universe over here. And we never know when the next one is going to hit. And if you've never lived through an earthquake, and I've lived through quite a few in Los Angeles, I live in an old house, and the foundation is a little bit sturdier than the foundations of these newer houses that they build, because the newer houses are just placed on a concrete slab, and they drill a hole under it, and the plumbing is done through there. It's completely different. We have crawl space under my house, and so since I have the crawl space, I got room to move and do things like that. But what I'm saying is that when a person loses everything, it's quite different. So I'm asking those of us that are really godly people not to be so cruel and non-thinking as you give comments over the internet, as you write to your friend. If you believe in praying for people, pray for these people that God may give them strength to go on. But to realize this, that it's not about materialism. It's not about having things. It's about, and I know how it is when you don't have things. I mean, I'm looking at the reality. Things are very, very difficult. But I do want to say this. I find it extraordinary that these events are happening like this in the time that they are occurring. Extraordinary. It's like the heartlands of America are being hit just arbitrarily all over. And that's what I like about nature. You don't know when God is going to strike next. you know, when the tsunami took out the whole nation of Japan. Who would have thought that we would have lived to see the day? Who would have thought that that could have been recorded? Because in time past, in history, cataclysmic events like that were never recorded. Who would think that you can see these tornadoes touch down and just come through? Like the man said, it sounded like a locomotive, a train, just and coming through doing that. I gotta give props to whom props is due here. That's the power of God. Now, I know a lot of people, especially those that have lost loved ones, God comfort their hearts and lost their homes and everything. But I've got to say this, the power of God unleashed. And when that takes place, it brings sorrow to humankind. Now, I'm not going to say this is any kind of retribution on our country or anything like that. I don't know. But I know that our country, I was doing some searching on the internet this morning, and I see more and more and more stuff out there that we have given ourselves over to. And I'm telling you that the immorality is on a level that, well, I can't discuss it on this webcast. I just can't. It is, someone was telling me to, you know, because I haven't been to the World Star Hip Hop website in literally 2 or 3 months. I just refused to go there and look at it. But somebody said, I think you need to take a look at it. And see, well, I know it is more, the more and more we fall away as a people, as a nation, I think we're going to see more and more of these disasters. I mean, just check it out in history. There was a time in the past when you didn't see these national events taking place like this in this country. It just didn't happen. If it did happen, it was now and then. God was really blessing this nation. But now with the proliferation of children killing their parents, immorality on every hand, the scandalous behavior of people with money and power, and not helping the people that don't have any money or any assistance at all, to think that anyone could starve to death in this country is utterly something impossible for me to think about. When God has blessed this country with so much, and it appears that we're not doing anything with it but heaping this upon ourselves. I want to ask you to listen to, if you can. This is going to be a short webcast. I have a lot to do. And just asking you not to go off in a negative sense. See, God is judging America. Blah, blah, blah. No, God is judging you and I. Because this is my country. I'm sad and I didn't know about these things. And now I know about them, and it saddens me when I think about somebody, all their goods just blown all over the place. And it is a sad time for our country. I pray that God would ease our condition somewhat and have mercy, but we've just turned our backs on God, and this is the result of it. Anyhow, I want to thank you for coming to my site, supporting me with your prayers and encouragement, and I'll do the same for you. And of course, if you know anyone in the area that lost anything, take them in your house. It's what I've been telling you. Now it's time to take people in. Take a family in. I understand that in some of those cities, one part of the town was hit and the other part was spared. I think that every Christian in the part of the town that was spared had to take in another family, whether they're Christian or not. Take them in, feed them, let them use your bathroom, your shower, clean up, share some clothes. Give them a room to just settle down and cry in and tell them, you know, it's going to be all right. We're a resilient people. It always has been. Instead of listening to the leftists and right people on the right, pundits screaming about Obama and all this other foolishness going on, let's do what we Americans do the best. Help our neighbors. And for God's sake, if you can, set your stupid differences aside. This is not time for that. You don't ask the person that you're going to help, are they Republican or Democrat, or whether they voted for Obama and see, I told you so, and all that kind of foolishness. Let's be American. Let's go back to the way it was instead of this change bullcrap that they've put out there. And especially this, I want to say this for those of you that go by the name Christians. For God's sake, start living like it. Start acting like it. And set aside your biases and prejudices and your hatred. It is the most sickening thing. Don't call yourself a Christian if you can't love. And if you can only love those that go to that silly little building called a church, the roof should have been taken off of that until you get the writ right. Start living this. Thank you for coming to my website, listening to Pastor John. Just ramble on. God bless America.